Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Monday, December 19th, 2022. I'm going to go ahead and go into the market report today while we Butch gets back on the program with us. So he just had a little business thing he had to do. So he should be with us here in just a few minutes. And it's really a crazy day in the markets today. Things are a little quiet. Premiums are beginning to drop. I think people are just sitting back waiting for things to happen. And of course, with Christmas being on Sunday, people are truly, truly sidetracked. So we had gold, a little pressure on gold today, down $6.10 in the New York spot price after market, $1,787. I did see the futures were over 1,800 though, so still trying to pop up over 1,800. We were over it earlier in the day. Silver 2302, down 30 cents. Platinum 987, down $12. Palladium 1,734, down 46. The USDX today also had a little bit of pressure, 0.14 at 104.70. It's really holding that level. Crude oil was up a buck and a half at 75.77. And the paper markets today, the Dow was down. Stocks closed for the fourth day. And, of course, even though we're already in a recession, there's possible angst of a recession coming. But so the Dow was down 163 points. 32,756. S&P is 3,817, down almost 1%. The NASDAQ, 10,546, down 1.5%. Asian markets, you had the Nikkei and Hang Seng negative. Well, all three were negative. Shanghai was down almost 2%. The Europe, they were all positive. 10-year yield, 3.59%, so still holding that area. And we're looking at natural gas was down, and again, up and down, buy and take profits. It was down almost 12% at $5, 5.82. So that's pretty much it. I think we have, I hear a little mouse in the background, but I think that is Pastor Butch.
Here.
Is that you?
Yes.
All right. Hi. How you doing? No worries whatsoever. And this, you know, I'm for the shortwave listeners, WWCR had to change our frequency from 9980 to 9350. So we're currently on 9350. And it's close to 9980, so hopefully our listeners will be able to hear us. And they're having issues with their transmitters. So we will be on 9350 today and tomorrow. And I guess we'll have to follow up on that frequency. I can't remember which frequency we're on with WBCQ, but all the other frequencies will be airing normally. So no issues, just today and tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. So with that said, Butch, well, you know, the FTX founder, Bankman-Fried, sent back to Bahamas jail in day of courtroom chaos. I guess he's ready to... I guess they say there's lots of rats in those Bahama jails. I guess he doesn't want to stay with the he was expected to waive his right to an extradition hearing today, but in court demanded to see a copy of his federal indictment with his defense attorney expressing shock at the proceedings. He was dressed in a blue suit and white button-down shirt, was visibly shaking, and he always shakes. I've seen him in interviews. So it's just that he was shaking because he was in court. I've seen him shaking in regular interviews, so don't know what's going on with that. So, not quite sure what the courts did, if he's actually going to continue to fight the extradition or get out of those bohemian jails with the rats. So,
you know, I don't know if you wonder, too, how many people he ruined financially.
Oh, I know.
I'm talking about thousands.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So that's a big, I just don't know, that could have consequences on some businesses, obviously, too. People that are, I don't know what's going to boil out to, Melody. That's a big, big hit.
Well, you know, in this report from CNBC, it says medical care in particular is spotty at the Bohemian prison. I don't know why. He says that the State Department in a 2020 report called the conditions at Fox Hill Prison harsh, citing overcrowding, poor nutrition, and inadequate sanitation, poor ventilation, and inadequate medical care. But he was supposedly staying at in his own room in the medical wing. So maybe he doesn't have it so bad there. But this article says he could face life in federal prison without the possibility of supervised release if convicted on just one of eight offenses that prosecutors have charged him with. So,
wow.
You know, they need more examples, but there's plenty of other ones out there just like him.
Oh, yes.
That's a sad thing.
Probably a lot of them worse. But, yeah,
yes.
That's huge. I don't where to even go with this as far as what all. I mean, people's going to hurt. Did he know he was set up a Ponzi scheme from the beginning? Did he think he had something going here and going to work? I mean, what was his motive besides getting rich? I mean, what was his motive?
Well, lots of times Ponzi schemes aren't really in effect until after the fact. You know, I've known businesses that start out doing good business, you know, hey, and then all of a sudden they get, I want to buy this, I want to buy this, I like all this money coming in. The next thing you know, all of the new money is paying for old product, and it becomes a Ponzi scheme. He needs all that, and then it becomes into a Ponzi scheme. So I don't know when the definition of a Ponzi scheme begins. I'm sure there's some programs out there that are Ponzi schemes from the very beginning, but lots of times programs will work, businesses will work, and then the next thing you know, they spend more money than what, it sounds like our government. They spend more money than, you know, what they're bringing in. Something happens, the tables turn on them, investments change, Wall Street changes, you don't have as many buyers. And the next thing you know, you're taking and you're spending too much money. And the next thing you know, you need that new money for old things. So, and then it just spirals out of control because that gap just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And he certainly spent to the tune from reports, what, $8 billion went missing?
Yep. Yep. So, that's a lot of money out the window. Now, compared to our government spending, that's nothing. and their Ponzi scheme, they spend trillions. This guy, this little guy spent a few billion, and he's going to jail 20 years. If they put the real crooks in jail, we wouldn't have many people in government right now.
That's true. But people need to be held accountable. But that just doesn't happen in today's world. And it will be interesting to see if he has any dirt on all the money that he gave to the politicians, for him to finagle himself out of a more severe penalty. And it was funny because they charged him right before he was supposed to testify, and already, you know, they were saying, and already they're saying, well, those are just conspiracy theories that, you know, he was charged prior to going to Congress. That's all conspiracy. It's like, you're really? Really? Anyway,
he may be suicided.
He'll
be first.
I don't know.
Only time will tell for sure.
Yeah, Well, and you know, it's interesting, you know, all of those movie stars and, you know, they're all that promoted the FTX and so forth. I don't know where their accountability holds. You know, you have the one guy on from Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
They grilled him pretty good on CNBC the other day. Not grilled, not enough, but somewhat. And they were saying, well, you know, back in, you know, 2018, you were saying that cryptos was nothing you should own and this and this and that. And the next thing you know, you become employed by FTX and you start promoting it. So what changed your mind? Well, probably a couple of billion dollars. But anyway. Anyway, what do you have for us? Huh?
Well, I got a lot to talk about. There's so much going on. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's almost like utter chaos worldwide. Everything is just out of kilter. I want to share a couple quick things here that are not necessarily economic, but they work out to be that way in the long run. A mass exodus from Christianity is underway in America. Now, this is really a sad story, but it's definitely true. We can see it happening. While the number of Americans who celebrate Christmas as a cultural holiday is going strong, there's been a shocking rise in the number of people ditching Christianity, what sociologists call non-verts. Pew Research Center estimates that Christians will be a minority of Americans by 2070 if current trends continue. In my mind, it's going to be way before that, if not already. But anyway, and it likely will, with the largest percentage of those losing their religion being young adults who are about as old as REM reference, people around 30 and under. The kind of cultural whiplash from religion to secularism that's hit the United States much faster than it has other parts of the world, said theology and sociology professor Stephen Bullivant. That's a sad thing to hear, because our nation once prospered, was peaceful and prosperous because of Christianity and the morals taught in the Christian religion. Well, that's another point of the innermost of all decay, when a nation turns back against God, turned into hell. Psalms 9:17 says so. So that's a real good article as far as pointing right to the root cause of a nation going down. And to show another point in that direction, Democratic representative says term pedophile is discriminatory. Folks, I'm gonna make this, I hate to say prediction, but I'm going to say this on the air. Within 2 or 3 years, you're going to see sex with children totally legalized. It's going to be just like homosexuality was 30 years ago. Unheard of, not tolerated, but accepted now. During a congressional hearing on anti-LGBTQ violence, a Democratic representative parroted the same claim as several LGBTQ activists that the terms groomer and pedophile are discriminatory against sexual preferences and gender identity. Now, I won't pay attention. It's discriminatory against sexual preferences. Forget about children and the crime of that. It's discriminatory. During the hearing before the House Oversight and Reform Committee, California Representative Katie Porter asserted that the phrase groomer is a lie used to maliciously discriminate against LGBTQ plus people and make them appear to be a threat. You know, this allegation of groomer and pedophile, it is allegedly that a person is criminal somehow, engaged in criminal acts merely because of their gender identity, their sexual orientation, and the gender identity reporter claimed. The Democrat then complained with the aid of the Human Rights Campaign, President Kelly Robinson, that Twitter shows a dangerous term is to be used. Well, at one time, sexual perversion was against the law, biblically and in the nation. So we're watching the nation decline even further into immorality, which makes it going to decline even further in every other way possible, including economic. Not just, I want to make that comment starting off the program, and that's the way it is, folks. It's solid history. If you study history, you read the same thing in the history of America, of nations that rose and prospered, and it will say under Christian Christianity, the faith of Christianity, they lost it and lost their nations. It's happened many, many times over.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Catholics that are south of the border from us. And I don't know, and I'm not here to support the illegal immigrations or anything like that. I told you that is just unbelievable with what's happening there. But I'm just talking about religion and Christianity. Are those coming, although they're coming from so many other countries around the world that don't sponsor, could that actually bring in some Christianity to make up for the loss that we're losing to offset?
I wish I could say I was would, but I really can't. I really can't see that because of the simple fact that most of them come across there are from different countries besides Mexico. Obviously, a lot of them are obviously, but I can't say yes or no on that. For the point that most so-called Christian organizations, including here in America, Protestant or Catholic, become corrupted themselves. So really, I can't say yes or no on that because I don't know the people's hearts. I just watch the fruit of the people that call themselves believers and what's happened to our country north and south of the border.
True.
So I don't know answer I can give you. I really can't see into their hearts, but in my opinion, no.
Yeah. I was just trying to look for a positive something. But,
well, I
agree with you. I didn't think there would be, but I thought, well, I'll ask the expert.
Well, you have an expert, all right. Yes, sure you. Really an expert. You know, and you know the election is not over yet, apparently, in Arizona. They probably saw this. Carrie Lake, Republican Carrie Lake, scores legal win in Maricopa County. You know, she's not conceded the election yet. And for good reason, I have to say. Republican Carrie Lake, who is contesting election defeat against Democratic Arizona Governor Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, scored a legal win in Maricopa County on Thursday when the court granted Lake's request to have some ballots re-inspected within the county from Election Day. Maricopa County, the most populous county in the state, had notable problems during the November 8th election, including printer and tabulation machine-related issues at least 70 of the county's 223 polling locations. Lake claims there were tabulator breakdowns at over 59% of the voting centers within the county on Election Day. The Maricopa County Superior Court of Arizona on Thursday advanced Lake's request to inspect 50 randomly selected Election Day cast and spoil mark, ballot on demand, printed ballots from six county voting centers, according to the Daily Caller. Another 50 early cast ballots from six separate county batches will be inspected, too. On Election Day, thousands of Republican voters were disenfranchised. As a result, Maricopa County election officials' misconduct, connection with the widespread tabulator or printer failures at 59% of 223 vote centers. That is kind of serious. It really is. I mean, they don't know their votes counted or not. They were tabulators or not working. How did they know how the votes went? So this is going to be going to court. We'll see what happens. Could this open up another can of worms and maybe things could change there? We'll see. About break time.
It is. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
My buddy's got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Working for a living. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, me.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. I think we're going to be, now on Monday, there will be no program. Everything is closed on next, it'll be the 26th. Banks are closed. Markets are closed. We now get a three-day weekend for Christmas, which I never knew we had before, but we do now. And so I don't remember getting a three-day weekend when it falls on a Wednesday.
No.
Yeah, no. I guess.
Doesn't work that way.
No, I'm not sure how it'll be this time. Maybe they'll give us a four-day weekend when it falls on a Wednesday, but... So we're going to have limited programming throughout the week anyway. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Butch, take it away.
All righty. We are back, and there's so much more to talk about. I mean, unbelievable things happening. And we had another hit, guess what, on a food processing plant, a chicken egg-laying business and poultry business. It goes on and on and on and on. More than a million chickens near Pasco, Washington, have bird flu. Guess what that means? Another million chickens, either processed for meat or for eggs, to be destroyed. The other night I had Daniel Brinkman on the broadcast with New Man of Food. He said eggs, from what he could probably he predicted this, could go as much as a dollar each. They're already almost $5 a dozen. Could go as much as a dollar each the way things are happening with the production of eggs. More than a million chickens at a farm in Franklin County, Washington, are said to be destroyed because of bird flu. Officials are deliberating how to transport, bury, compost, or incinerate the birds. Hoarfrost collects like armored spiders. Well, they talk about a picture there anyway. I'm trying to find the rest of it here. This bleak scene is made more grim when approaching Oakdale Farms off to East Sagemore Road, where highly pathogenic avian influenza is a commercial flock of 1,015,500 birds, chickens. State and federal official naming the farm, but there are a few egg operations in Franklin County with that many fowl. This is all about egg population. This is all about egg production. Folks, this is going to hurt. At the edge of the farm, a man in a Carhartt collar winter coverall sets warming from the 20-degree temperature in a small white pickup with a utility light flashing. When cars approach from the farm outside toward the highway, he scrambles from the truck to stop them. He sprays a pink disinfectant from a large sprayer bottle with a hand wand over the tires. Signs out front, some handmade on cardboard, said, read biosecurity control area, authorized personnel only, do not enter. So we're now seeing another over a million birds that produce eggs being destroyed in Washington State. Folks, the food chain is being cut off on purpose. This is not by coincidence. They cannot be all coincidence. Fires and avian flus and who knows what else is happening to the food chain. And I know you see the price of the store skyrocketing, and I do. But what better way to get people on their knees and begging than when they get hungry? They'll just start catching crickets in your backyard, I guess. I don't know. But this is what's happening to the world.
You know, you mentioned eggs. The price of eggs rose 49.1% on the year in November. For in a year, they're up 49% from last year. But a month earlier this year, they were up 2.3% on the prior month. So on October, since October, up 2.3%. Butter was 27% more expensive than last year. Pork prices remain stable, rising by just 1.2% year over year. Prices for fresh fruit and vegetables rose 8% in November over the same period a year ago. So, you know, those are hefty, hefty pricing.
They are. Well, according to statistics, I think I read on the program Friday, I believe I did, vegetables alone, just the last month, yep. November, vegetables went up 38%.
Yep.
38%. Billy, that's a lot of money going out.
It's a lot.
Unbelievable. And this is a little bit of our product circle here from Peter Schiff. The game has changed. Sarkle, I'm not going to read this few paragraphs, but it's a pretty good article, actually. Peter Schiff joined Liz Claremont and Andrew Brenner at NAT Alliance Securities to talk about the December Federal Reserve meeting, the messaging from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Peter said investors need to understand that the game has changed. Inflation isn't going away. And I think he's right on the money. Brenner started off the segment by saying that the Fed is awful in its projections. And while it may try to raise rates again, he wants to see the next PPI number, saying, I really think the Fed is well over their skis. Peter noted that Powell said raising rates may cause some pain, but the American consumer would feel more pain if the Fed failed to act and then let inflation run out of control. Well, I've got news for the consumer. Inflation is already out of control. That's an understatement. The Fed failed to act. In fact, the actions of the Fed created the inflation, and it's going to get a lot worse. Powell expressed concern that rising wages in a tight labor market may keep pushing inflation higher. Peter said rising wages don't cause inflation. Inflation is what's causing wages to rise. Wages are just the price of labor, and prices are going up. Eventually, the Fed is going to stop fighting inflation when the recession gets much worse, and in fact, when it becomes a financial crisis. Billy, I think he's right on that. We're nowhere near what's going to be. I believe we're just going to see a lot worse in the near future. And when you see investment prices raise in 1 month 38%, what's going to happen only in the winter when there's no harvest coming in and the supplies we have now are going? Then what? What's next?
Well, you know, they're just going to dilly-dally with the numbers. Half the people in this country won't believe it, and the other half won't. And, you know, and it's just, it's just like they lied about the transitory inflation. You know, inflation, it's just transitory. It's going to be gone. And all their promises that it's going to be lower. And yeah, you might see it drop a little bit, but inflation is here to stay. It always has been, always will be, because we're on a fiat currency, period.
Exactly. And if you kept it down 2-3%, which is the goal, it's still inflation.
Still inflation.
You know, it's inflation, period. But now that they've lost control and they're cutting off the food supplies intensely worldwide, not just here, but worldwide, it's just getting started. It's just getting started. I don't know how to make it any clearer. I mean, it's not just you and I saying it. People that will say are professionals in economic situations are saying the same thing. It's just getting started. The Fed can't fix this. As long as they stay in a fiat currency system, they can't fix it. If they go to a digital system, it's going to make it even worse. Only one thing is going to make it a whole lot worse. It'll be a whole lot more control on the people. Digital just means more control of what you can do with the money that you do get. I don't know why we can't understand this as a nation. I'll shut up before I start ranting and raving, but this is just this is not something that takes our rocket science to figure out. Any comments, Mildy?
No, I mean, I think you pretty much said it all.
Well, I do know for sure from people that around here I know personally that work in car dealerships, they're really slow. I mean, they're really slow. They said last month was the worst month they ever had in 30 or 40 years in business. So that's not good, is it?
No, it isn't.
And on top of that, car repos are on the rise in warning sign for the economy. We knew this would happen. It's like going to be the housing industry. They're going to be upside down. They can't afford to make the payments. If they sell the house, they're still going to be in debt because they can't sell the house for what it's worth, what they paid for it. It's going to be the same thing in the cars, people. It's the same thing. A growing number of consumers are falling behind on their car payments, a trend financial analysts fear will continue. The sign of the strain, soaring car prices and prolonged inflation are having on household budgets. Repossessions tumbled at the start of the pandemic when Americans got a boost from stimulus checks, and lenders were more willing to accommodate those behind on their payments. But in recent months, the number of people behind on their car payments has been approaching pre-pandemic levels, and for the lowest income consumers, the rate of loan defaults is now exceeding where it was in 2019. Industry analysts worry the trend is only going to continue through 2023, with economists expecting unemployment to rise, inflation remain relatively high, and household savings set to dwindle. At the same time, a growing number of consumers are having to stretch their budgets to afford a vehicle. Now, listen to this, Melody. The average car payment, the average monthly car payment for a new car is up 26% since 2019 to $718 a month. And nearly one in six new car buyers is spending more than $1,000 a month on vehicles. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
$1,000 a month. Other costs associated with owning a car have also shot up, including insurance, gas, and repairs, of course. These repossessions are occurring on people who could afford $500 or $600 a month 2 years ago, but now everything else is in the life is more expensive, said Ivan Drury, director of insights at car buying website Edmunds. That's where we're starting to see the repossessions happen because it's just everything else starting to pin you down. It's not just a car payment. Everything else is going up. I have a family I know personally that does not have electric heat. They heat with wood. And their power bill last month is $380-some.
Wow.
So don't tell me things aren't skyrocketing. I mean, don't tell me it's not, because it is. And if they had a car payment that big, thank goodness they don't. But if they had a car payment they had to make, it's hard to balance out the car payment, the power bill, and groceries when your wages have not went up that much in the last 2 or 3 years, but everything else has. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
So we need to try to keep wearing rose-colored glasses and say everything will get better. It's not going to get better. It can get better for a lot of reasons. But economically, the main reason is because we don't have any money. We have pieces of paper that we call money. We haven't made this country since 1964. So there you go. It's really easy if we just stop and think about it. Melody, go ahead.
Well, you're right about, you know, it started way back, and it's just, you know, they're going to take it to the end. They already ran us into the ground. They're going to continue to pour money into, down the rat hole, and there's not going to be any changes. It's that simple. Until either they're ready or, number two, it collapses on their own.
Well, I can't say either way what they want to happen, but I'm getting to think that obviously even the most naive people that were here in authority can surely see that this isn't working. What we've done is not working.
No, it's not.
And the thing
of it is, I mean, you have the whole, when you look at, what, $7 trillion in retirement accounts?
Yeah.
It's all about Wall Street. You know, all these politicians, they make millions, if not billions, of dollars off of Wall Street. Well, I mean, we talk about the fiat currency and everything else, but truly nothing can change until you begin to start having term limits, until you start having someone pay attention and get these people out of office and, you know, bring in some people to where they can start addressing our issues. But that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
You know, these people shouldn't be in an office for 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, come on.
They're called career politicians for a reason, and they know how to play the masses too, don't they?
They sure do. So
they've done it for many years.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got these issues, and they're not going to go away. So what's going to happen? They're going to run it. They're going to try to keep Wall Street going, trying to keep at least the baby boomers are happy enough until they're too old to do anything. We're just waiting for y'all to die off. So then once you're ready to die off, then they're not scared of anybody else but the baby boomers, because they've been able to doctrinate the youth. So they're not scared of them at all. They got to keep them going, but they're not scared of them. So,
very true. Very true. And another headline here, I guess, it really is good news. Space for a state like West Virginia. Global coal consumption is about to reach an all-time high this year, Melody. They've been crying about burning coal for how many years now, the Greenies have? Well, the Greenies have lost a big battle here because their green solutions have not worked. Global coal consumption is set to rise to an all-time high in 2022 and remain at similar levels in the next few years if stronger efforts are not made to move to a low-carbon economy, a report by the International Energy Agency said on Friday. High gas prices following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and consequent disruptions to supply have led some countries to turn to relatively cheaper coal this year. Heat waves and droughts in some regions have also driven up electricity demand and reduced hydropower, while nuclear generation has also been very weak, especially in Europe, where France had to shut down nuclear reactors for maintenance. The IEA's annual report on coal forecast global coal uses to set up to rise 1.2% this year, exceeding 8 billion tons in a single year for the first time, the previous record set back in 2013. So states that depend on coal, like West Virginia, are blessed. They're going to use more coal this year than any time in history. Some of these jobs in the coal industry. And I know that maybe perhaps it's not the cleanest energy in the world, but it's there. Plenty of it. And they do have scrubbers. They do make it, in my mind, relatively clean. And certainly much more dependable than wind or solar. Would you agree with that?
I agree. Yes.
And a whole lot cheaper in the long run. Cheaper to mine than building all these things. And people that had trusted the Greenies to come through with all this, shut down the coal plants around the world, are starting to really hustle trying to get them back up so they can have heat and electricity this winter. Gee, isn't that something? Go ahead, Melody. I don't mean to dominate the program.
Well, you always do such a great job, so I just, But you do. You do a great job, yes. And people like listening to you, so.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Poor people. But we're seeing some maybe common sense kickback on a lot of these things that may benefit us temporarily for a while as far as jobs and places to work in the country, the states that need to have the idea of the way to produce coal. Again, it's really helped us see a whole lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what's interesting is, throughout the weekend and so forth, I'll watch these various programs and everything, and we're heading into a break. But it's amazing how often they use climate change and how they are just so politically correct anymore. But we'll be right. Do I hear Christmas music?
Yes, you do.
I think I do.
Candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
No man. Should we just listen to Christmas music, Butch?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Doesn't that sound great? Like a good thing to do? It just, you know, if anything's great about Christmas, it's the music, you know? It's just, and I think, you know what I think I like the Christmas music so much is because they still play the oldies. And the oldies are just, we're at a time. And, of course, I'm sure it's just our age and so forth. But it was just at a time that was, I mean, people
simpler.
Argue that it wasn't any better time then than it is now. You know,
that's not true.
But, I mean, it was just, it just seemed like a more peaceful, a different time.
It was more peaceful. Simpler times, less chaos in society, less battles we fight over moral principles. People just were more of a gentle mindset. Yeah, it was a simpler time.
And the Christmas music from, you know, that we listen to represents that.
It does. You know, I don't celebrate Christmas like you used to for a lot of reasons, but my holiday is Thanksgiving, so I always enjoyed mm-hmm. listening to the songs like Dicing Through the Snow, because I grew up in the snow in the mm-hmm. mountains and went to Grandma's house. And this really was what I grew up with, simpler times and more, even adults had more peace of mind. Maybe things are tough financially, something for them also, but they weren't afraid of being mugged in their neighborhoods or being broken into their house. Or I just don't know the difference in society today. It truly is.
And you know something else with the Christmas music? In today's world, you don't hear very many of them. You know, how often do you hear We Three Kings? How often do you hear Bethlehem? How often do you hear, you know, so many of, you know, what Christmas is the season all about? And that kind of goes along with your first article today about how Christianity is being depleted. So
yes. That's really a sad situation. That's why all the other things happening, Melody. I don't want to get into preaching, but we cursed ourselves. We turn our back on God, and that's just all there is to it. There's no easy way to put it. Our nation decaying because Christ is out. Christ is no longer the mortar that holds us together, and that's just the way it is.
True.
And going back to more chaos. You know what's happening on the border right now? I mean, we're about to be hit hard. State emergency declared. The mayor of a Texas town that sits on the border with Mexico declared a state emergency because of the overwhelming wave of illegal aliens crossing into the United States of America at that location. As the AP notes, and Texas mayor declared a state emergency over migrant swell. This, of course, the mayor of the Texas border city declared a state emergency Saturday over concerns of the community's ability to handle an anticipated influx of migrants across the southern border. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leiser issued a state emergency declaration to allow the city on the U.S. border with Mexico to tap into additional resources that are expected to become necessary after Title 42 expulsions end on December 21st. The mayor didn't take his action lightly, but felt he had no choice. Lester had previously resisted issuing an emergency declaration, but said he was moved to action by the sight of people on downtown streets with temperatures dipping below freezing. That's not the way we want to treat people, Lester said during the news conference Saturday. And this is really hard. No one wants to see anyone out in the cold, freezing and hungry. No one does. But limitations have got to be understood, Melody. They can't feed the whole population of Mexico and other nations coming from Venezuela. No one can. We can't. The whole country can't. especially towns like El Paso. How much can they handle before it totally implodes? I think it's a very fair statement, don't you?
It really is, and you know, you have. I heard that this morning there was like 15 buses, 10 or 15 buses heading to New York City, but now they're asking for $1 billion.
Yes. That's coming up after this next round.
But it is true. All these Democrats want is more money so they can process these people faster. And it really is true. If the pictures that were shown, that were released, were under Trump's administration, and again, I'm no fan of Trump, he would have been, oh my gosh, what was he doing to these poor people and the children and so forth and whatnot, but yet not a peep. Not a peep
no.
is coming from these people about the conditions that these people are living in. They'll say, oh, well, it's a humanitarian crisis. Yeah, but where are you complaining about Biden and Miss Harris? Nowhere. There was one building they said that was housing, it was meant to house 100 people. They have 600 people in there and they have one bathroom. They said it just stinks. These are the conditions.
And you know, and this sounds callous, but for the sanctuary cities like New York and others who said we have to let them in, why are they crying? They asked for it. The cities on the border have been asking for stop it because we can't handle it all. Now it's been shipped across country. The other cities are starting to cry about it too. But Texas, they resume construction border wall, reaches deals with private landowners. Thank goodness.
Yep.
In Joe Biden's first 2 years in office, he reversed former President Donald Trump's effective immigration policies and stopped the completion of the border wall, allowing over 5 million illegals to enter the U.S. with many of them coached to request asylum. In addition to his corrupt business dealings with Hunter, Biden knows millions of these asylum seekers will not appear for the hearings. Border Patrol expects the numbers to surge next week if Title 42 is ended. That ends, I think, what, tomorrow or Wednesday?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Mm. Fox News reporter Bill Mulligan is covering the catastrophe at the border. The rest of the mainstream media is largely ignoring the orchestrated invasion. And that's what it is. It's an invasion.
It is.
Over 1,000 people crossed illegally into El Paso. A huge migrant caravan of El Paso, Texas, last night, making it the largest single group we have ever seen. The city of El Paso reports Border Patrol is now over 5,000 in custody and released hundreds to the city streets. Gee. Abbott just announced that in 2023, the state of Texas will resume the construction of the border walls along the United States-Mexico border, effectively completing a portion of the multi-state project launched by former President Donald Trump. More border wall is going next month, Abbott wrote on his Twitter account. The continuation of the border wall will begin next year after reaching a deal with private property owners. It took months to negotiate with private property owners on the border for the right to build on their property. We now should be building more border walls all of next year, he concluded. Good for them. God bless them. But I don't think even the wall is going to stop them if they don't have some more ways to enforce the law on their borders. And don't expect the Biden administration to offer any help. And maybe I don't expect him to offer much money. But money is not going to fix the problem, Eldon. It's not a problem maybe so much of money right now. It's being overwhelmed. Where do you put them? The mayor of New York said, we are in urgent need for help. New York City mayor starts freaking out over impending wave of illegal immigrants. Mr. Adams, you asked for this. You said we're sanctuary city. We got to let them in. Bless your little heart. Suck it up, buttercup. Here it comes. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday warned that the city should brace for more than 1,000 new immigrants arriving every week, which will coincide with cuts in critical city services. The key Biden administration policy on immigration is set to expire this week. Adams added that state and federal governments have mostly ignored the pleas from the city to fund the influx of asylum seekers who are in desperate need of help. Our shelter system is full, and we are nearly out of money, staff, and space, said Adams. This can't continue. You should have thought that, my friend, before you started asking and crying for these to come in. Adams' speech comes as the city's primary shelter system, which stood at 61,379 on Thursday, was set to break to the 2019 record of 61,415. At least 9 migrant buses arrived on Friday. The Biden administration has been using the Title 42 border policy, a controversial tool with former President Donald Trump used to keep asylum seekers in Mexico since mid-October to stem the flow of asylum seekers who streamed into cities seeking refuge. But the policy is set to run out on Wednesday. Okay. So Mr. Adams is crying over what he asked for just not too long ago. He said they should come in here. We need to allow them in here. We can't discriminate against them. This is not discrimination, Melody. This is trying to preserve your country, is it not? This is not discrimination. These are lawbreakers.
Hey, New York built and put up housing.
Yes.
And you don't hear anything. We don't even know if there's people in there or not. Because they don't allow anybody to go by. They don't allow the media in there. They don't allow the press in there. Just like they don't allow the press down south on the border. Media can't go in there. The pictures that were released was released by the border control people to a congressman. Or they would have been released and shown. So yep. it's just. But no, I think Biden will give billions of dollars because they just want them processed. They don't want to stop it. They want them in here. So they'll just, I mean, after all, they're sending the air marshals down there to help process them.
Well, it's going to come down to the fact that the states are going to make a decision whether they're going to put the state guard on there and stop them or they're not. It's going to lead to confrontation with the federal government, but so be it. Now, this is not what I'm saying now. It's not a joke. I'm not making it up. This come November, there's going to be a resolution in Texas to secede from the union. As a matter of fact, some banks and economic companies in Texas are telling people, if you will move to Texas, we will try to help you finance you a piece of land for the homeowner to buy a home in Texas. Now, this is all fact. I'm making it up. They're offering people that want to move to Texas, if they secede, a chance to sell their home maybe where they are and move to Texas. Now, it's just a fact, folks. It's happening right now. Now, what the vote's going to do this November, I don't know. But this is getting very serious. Very serious. As Prophet Dimitri Dubin prophesied back in the late 80s, early 90s, in America, we're going to go to Civil War. He prophesied that. Without repentance, we're going to go to Civil War. I see it happening. We now have armed opposition at the drag queen shows on both sides. This is happening right now as we speak. On and on it goes. And now the blacks in California are demanding that they get paid reparations to the tune of $350,000 a month. And they say, we're not asking, we're telling you. This is coming to a head. God help us, we don't want this to happen, but it's coming to a head. And so I don't want to tell you something. You better prepare yourself, people. You better prepare yourself financially and physically any way you can, especially spiritually. You better prepare yourself because it is coming. It's coming at breakneck speed. Anything you want to add to that, Melody?
You know, it's just amazing, though. Everybody is demanding this, demanding that, and there just isn't anybody who's standing up to them and saying, you can demand all you want, but for these reasons, it's not going to happen. And no one has. There isn't one politician that I know. Oh, they'll go on TV, you know, whatever, you know, station they prefer, and they'll make their little comments, but they don't do anything about it.
Yeah,
they'll say what they need to say to get reelected, but nobody stands up to these people and say, no, you can't. What are you, nuts?
Well, years ago, I lost it somewhere. I wish I could find it again. I carried with me when I was preaching, I carried in my pocket a great big pacifier. So somebody got mad at me, wanted to pout, I'd always give them a pacifier. That's the way I feel about these people that are crying out for these. Hey, go suck on this a while.
Yeah.
You know, get your cry out and get it over with. Life is real. Life is earnest. Get used to it. We're down about the last, well, gosh, we're running out of time so quickly. I wasn't through yet, Melody, but I'll get you wrapping up. You got about a minute to go here.
Oh, you don't have anything else? We got 2 minutes.
Oh, I got lots more. We got
2 minutes. We got 2 minutes.
Okay. UK to close UK closed to nationwide blackout, while 12% of entire Germany GDP paying for energy crisis. Last Monday, Great Britain, the entire steel industry shut down. because the wind stopped and the wholesale prices reached 2,586 pounds of a megawatt hour. As winter cranks up, British factories are getting ready to shut down. Let me repeat that. As winter cranks up, British factories are getting ready to shut down. It's a threat of a small, medium, and blockbuster blackouts loom. In the fifth largest economy in the world, thousands of people are using communal warm spaces because they can't afford electricity any longer. The largest North Sea gas producer has decided not to drill for more gas just when the country needs it. The government has slapped a new tax on it, thus achieving the exact opposite of what the government aimed for. Meanwhile, over in Germany, one-eighth of the entire national economy is now consumed with paying for the energy crisis of 2022. They tried to hold back the seas in 2100, but forgot to secure their own electricity a year in advance. So we're seeing this huge... I mean, can you imagine the whole industry shut down, the steel industry down? More businesses going to shut down because they can't pay the electricity bills in the U.K. And Germany is hurting big time. So, folks, this is worldwide. This is not an accident. This is all happening on purpose. Please call Melody. Prepare yourself as best you can. Don't wait. Don't wait any longer.
Now we're out of time. And you know what? It'd be interesting to know why that oil company decided not to pump anymore.
Yeah,
but anyway, we're out of time, so we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.